Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Rob Temple. He's a journalist and founder of the Very British Problems Twitter, Instagram and TikTok accounts, which together have 4.6 million followers. He's now brought out a book, The Very British Problems Quiz Book. Sounds great. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Yeah, great. Thank you. And what a great idea for a quiz book. How did this very British problems thing come about that you do on social media?
Well, I started that. It seems like a long time ago now. It was 2012. I started kind of showcasing and just kind of jotting down the strange, peculiar behaviors and attitudes that that us Brits tend to have, and the trouble we get ourselves in, and the minefield of manners, and talking about the weather and tea and everything. And it just struck a chord, and you know, I started it in 2012, and here I am now. We've got about over 5 million followers over all the social media platforms.
Yeah.
So it's definitely struck a chord.
Definitely. And all the things that you thought of at the beginning when you set it up, typical kind of British things, have you presumably over the years found so many more?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just every single day since I started it, I find, you know, because I kind of base it on myself, and it's kind of a diary of my day, and I get myself into a lot of awkward situations in a standard 24 hours. The only time I'm not being awkward or getting in a strange situation is probably when I'm asleep. So there's always a lot of material.
Yeah. And does it surprise you how much it resonates with people, do you think?
It did surprise me at the start, definitely. And I also get people from all over the world saying, you know, that's not just British. We do that as well. So that's nice, universal stuff in there.
Yeah,
it's just a kind of awkward human behaviour at heart.
The weather is such an obvious one, though, isn't it? It's really true. You know, I do it myself. I think a lot of British people will relate to talking about the weather, either as a kind of general chit chat time filler, or as something that they're, you know, genuinely interested about talking about.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I always say one of the things British people can never believe is quite how dark it is at this time of year. And also not believe quite how light it is when it gets light again. We can't believe it's Christmas. We can't believe it's not Christmas. A lot of things we can't believe. But yeah, weather especially. And in the book, we've actually, you know, there's over 600 questions in there, all about very British things. And we've actually got two chapters on weather that we, because we, you know, it's, well, I say we, I mean I. But yeah, it's such a big topic. And, you know, we love to moan about it. I can't believe how dark it is now. It's only 4 o'clock.
Is it really dark already?
It is. I think about 10 minutes ago, and I, you know, it's that kind of thing where you're sat at your desk working and then you suddenly realise you're in the dark.
That's bizarre, isn't it? Happens every year, but yet we still can't believe it.
What's the weather like where you are?
Well, it's 5:15 here, and it's not dark yet. It gets darker a lot later here than the UK. It's this time of year now. It's getting dark by about 6:30, 7:15.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, so it's quite a difference, isn't it? It really is. But yeah. I was back in the UK a few weeks ago and, yeah, noticed it getting dark at about 4:30 and we're all like, it's dark, what's going on?
Some doesn't even seem to come up. You know, it's a bit of a...
Oh, dear. So how did you come up with the idea of a quiz book? Where did this come from then?
Well, we've done other very British problems books, which are jokes, and we were sat down, and me and my publishers, and we were thinking, you know, people really do, in Britain especially. I mean, if they really do love a quiz. If tea time television and pubs have taught us anything, we love a quiz. So we thought, what better than to just think of every single British themed question we could and put it in a book. And we've even got a chapter in America in there as well, just to break things up. It's so British.
Brilliant. Well, I confess I absolutely love a quiz. In fact, I've hosted a pub quiz every week for 13 years here in Spain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm a massive quiz fan.
One of the best things is always the quiz names as well, team names.
Yes. Yep. People come up with some crackers. Some I can't repeat on the radio. But the quiz team Aguilera always makes me chuckle.
Let's get quizzical. It's a favourite of mine as well.
Let's get quizzical. Definitely. There's some good ones. So what? How did you come up with all the different sections of the book? How did you decide on all the different subjects you were going to cover? And was it difficult coming up with the quiz questions for those subjects?
Yeah, well, it was difficult and a lot of fun. And I'm just looking at them now. We've got just things that are quintessentially British, like roast dinner, weather, British bands, British sports, a little bit in there on politics. Probably best not to do that on Christmas Day. historical happenings. I mean, there's just so much history in Britain that, you know, I could have filled, you know, two or three books. So it was fun. But the hardest thing was kind of cutting it down, really, because there's just so much you can quiz about, really, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people who maybe weren't particularly into quizzing before got into quizzing more during the pandemic, because I think a lot of people, families and friends, got together once a week often on Zoom to do a quiz. And I think a lot of people really enjoyed it and maybe got more into quizzing because of that.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? And it's just such a lovely way to spend time. It can cause a bit of argument, but in a kind of fun way. And we love that in Britain as well, a bit of aggro across the dinner table, maybe.
And it's great being able to learn things that you didn't know before whilst having fun. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot writing the book. And, you know, I think I get most of my kind of knowledge from Pointless and the Chase, you know, certainly more than I did at school, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What's your favorite quiz show?
Oh, that's so tricky. I kind of bounce between Pointless and the Chase.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I like a bit of University Challenge.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's they're very difficult, University Challenge.
Yeah, if I get two or three right, then I'm very happy. I feel like a genius.
Yeah, same here. What about Only Connect?
Yeah, I was going to say Only Connect. That's just another level there.
Yeah.
Look at that, and I see pictures and then kind of too hard for me.
I watch it to see how they pronounce horned viper, whether they say horned viper or horned viper. That's all. That's the best bit for me.
Yeah, I think you're super clever. It's horned, I think.
Yes. You kind of look at them and go, they're so going to pronounce it horned.
I love that end round as well, where it's the missing vowels round.
Yes.
I'm good at that compared to the rest of it.
Yeah, that's the one to do, isn't it? The wall. I always get excited about the wall, but often it's so much harder than I want it to be. So with this book, oh sorry, there's a bit of a delay, carry on.
Oh sorry, no, I was just going to say the quiz book in hardness, it has some kind of University Challenge level and it has some kind of lesser level as well, so it's kind of for everyone.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's nice that you've got some hard bits and some easy bits as well, so it could be good for families then over Christmas.
Oh definitely, yeah. I mean, I've been saying that to people I speak to. I give them a book and say, you know, after Christmas lunch, play this, you know, while you're having like Christmas pudding after the meal. And, you know, it's a bit of fun for over the dinner table.
Yeah, perfect. So, one of the questions in the book that I saw, what does custard and jelly mean in Cockney rhyming slang? I didn't know this. I thought, oh, it's got to be belly, hasn't it? Custard and jelly, belly, but it's not. It's telly.
Yeah, yeah. I actually thought about that one because when I was a year away from 40 now, but when I was about 15, I had a T-shirt which said custard and jelly telly on it. And it was the words were inside a picture of a telly. So it's always stuck with me. And I thought, I was sick.
Yeah. No, it's a good one, isn't it? With Cockney rhyming slang, because you just need to know them because they're not always what you think it might be.
No. Some of them are well complicated. I'm just looking at it now and I'm looking at my own questions and I don't know the answers to some of them.
Oh, that's reassuring.
We're all right.
So you've got some about biscuits and cake and things like that as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think my like regular followers would complain if I didn't have biscuits and cake in there because it's kind of 50% of what I talk about on social media. I'm a bit obsessed with biscuits. Particularly, but yeah, there's a chapter in there, just all about every single type of biscuit, and it's I think with that one it's different clues, and you have to put them together to create the type of biscuit.
Oh, can you give us an example?
I would if I could find the chapter. First one is two liquids that love to be poured over apple crumble.
Custard cream.
There you go.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Like it. And all the questions are like that, are they?
Just for the biscuit chapter, because that's a special one.
Yeah. So have they all got a double word answer then?
Yeah. I think another one. Let's have a look if I can. It's on page 137, so please do excuse me while I just flip to that
page.
No problem. Question three. Half of its name is on top of the cooker. The other half is on the door.
Oh, hobnob.
Yes.
Hey, like it. Oh, I like these. Very good. Oh, I need to get the book, definitely. Brilliant. Oh, it's a great idea for Christmas. I can see families across the land playing it, definitely. It's called Very British Problems Quiz Book, and it's available to buy on our website, tre.radio. It's by Rob Temple, who we've been chatting with. Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.